This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Look at that spinner's picture, too. They're all in beautiful powder blue tuxes, looking sharp, looking good. That's the way concerts used to be performed. Guys dressed up and look sharp instead of these black t-shirts, which is what I'm wearing right now.
I'm watching Boardwalk Empire. I just started. I think I'm on the second season. And I love watching shows early 20s where everything was suit and tie affair. The women's attire wasn't really that flattering for them, obviously, as it is in today's world, but... just so nice, the nice suit and tie combo.
Now,
I love it.
Now, you know Bob Ramsey's theory is that the first sign of age is you don't recognize new music. Hallie, the intern from Ole Miss, is here. You tell me the three last concerts you've been to. And I promise you I probably won't know any of them. Put your mic on there.
Yeah, you got it.
I went to...
talking to the mic there, Hallie.
I went to the Brad Paisley concert.
Okay, I've heard of Brad.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That was at Hollywood Casino?
Yes, sir.
Speaking of which, Hollywood Casino, our title sponsor, go to Hollywood Amphitheater. That is the best place to watch a concert. Stop by 99 Hops House. Hallie, you old enough to, how old are you?
21.
Oh, so you can have beer.
Yes, sir.
Wow. So you had your first one on the 21st, your first ever beer when you turned 21.
First ever one, but I'm not a big beer person.
What do you drink? You don't drink much because you just turned 21. You don't know about alcohol.
Yeah, she just started.
There's no drinking on the Ole Miss campus, is there, Hallie?
Oh, no.
I think it's dry campus.
It is a dry campus, actually.
The first one in SEC history.
What does that mean, dry campus?
Is Ole Miss really dry campus? You can't have alcohol on campus. But like in the Grove, you can have beer, but it needs to be in a red Solo cup.
Okay, explain to our listening audience the Grove, which is very famous in Oxford.
Okay, the Grove is the middle of campus, and it is 10 acres of just green, lush land. And
okay. That's a good explanation.
Yeah, there you go. And on game days, football game days, everyone floods in there the night before at 9 o'clock, I think. They all line up, and there's the running of the tents. And everyone goes and piles in as many tents wherever you can. And there's walkways designated. But you try to get your best tent. And then it's literally the entire 10 acres is covered.
And then you're first in line for tickets or no?
No.
You just hang out
it's
there.
It's just a...
night before on a Friday? The game's on a Saturday afternoon or
yes,
something?
Yes, but that's just to get your tent spot.
Okay. But, so everybody just sleeps in a tent that night?
No. That's just to get, like, you claim your spot. I mean, some people actually go out there and, like, party all night, but...
with waters and...
yeah, with waters. If you have Solo Cup, you can drink and beer. Yeah.
And now, is it true for football games, you're not wearing shorts and a T-shirt?
No. For Ole Miss football games, you are supposed to dress up. So, like, the boys will wear...
the boys. She calls them the boys.
Well, the guys. I don't know. Yeah.
What do they? They wear
collared shirts. Sometimes they wear suits, and the girls are supposed to wear like skirts, dresses, heels, the whole nine yards.
To a 90-degree football game,
and
you're all in dresses and high heels.
And that's why if you see our student section during the fourth quarter, it is almost empty.
Okay, because you just want to get out of those.
And they put us in direct sunlight for the entire game, so you're cooking over there.
Wow.
It's a tough one, but I mean. We love our
That's
team.
What I didn't get that. I mean, my college was decent size. Western's a good size.
Western Illinois?
Yes. But I kind of wish I would have went to that, you know, maybe not even a powerhouse program, like as far as sports, just the popularity of the sports. Mm-hmm. You know, people went to the Western game, but the stadium's small. It doesn't have that.
Yeah.
You know,
how many do they seat at Ole Miss game? Like 50, 60, 70? Is it really
that
big?
That's a great question. I know Ole Miss is the second smallest in the SEC behind Vanderbilt. Like, we're pretty small, only like 20,000 undergrad.
I'm trying to think. Your football's been kind of up and down. Not great. Your basketball has not been great.
We just got Kermit Davis from
coach.
Where's he at? He was at
that was a
Middle
good hire.
Tennessee.
Yes.
And he got us to one of the first round of the tournament.
Okay. What do they seat there?
I mean, I'm just looking at average attendance. Looks like their biggest draw was 62,000 against Alabama, average attendance 55,000, which is actually really respectable. I mean, that's 11th in the SEC, it looks like.
And most people don't even go to the game that are in the Grove. Mm-hmm. So you'll have, like, up to 80,000 people just in this 10 acres.
And they don't go inside.
half of them do not go. They'll stay out there. I mean, these tents, they deck them out. They put flat screens, chandeliers. They...
Really?
Oh, my gosh. I'll try to find some pictures.
It's amazing because I rarely look or care about attendance. Alabama gets 101,000 a game.
Wow.
Is that not insanity? Like,
that's like three Missouri games the last couple years. But it'll change.
Yeah, they got more seats now.
That's
more
right. Seats. And that South End project, Barry Odom has offered us a personal tour if we ever want to go down
there. The pictures look really? Unbelievable.
Yeah. In fact, we should all go down there.
And yeah, my big Missouri buff, absolutely.
Yeah, you can wear your Illinois stuff.
Of course.
Very good. Let's see. All right. I want to tell you about our good friends at Bomberito. If you are looking for a car, we recommend the Bomberito Automotive Family. They sell over 30,000 cars a year. It's the most cars in the state of Missouri every year. 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. Nobody does it like Bomberito. We appreciate them sponsoring the show content to this program. This is the, there is actually a chandelier.
That's the Grove.
Chandelier's intense.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like the food is pretty elaborate, too.
Oh, yeah, and if you just go by, everyone's so nice. You're like, hey, I'm pretty hungry. Can I have some... Some food.
Do not tell Frank that he'll do a food picks at the Grove last weekend.
My dad went scouring through all the tents one night.
That's what I do.
And people just leave it out there when they if they do go to the games.
Let's see. Don't understand why it was all Matheny's fault the last 3 years, but now it's Mosellac's fault. Why is Schilt getting a free pass? There's an element of truth in that statement. I agree
think
with that.
The Matheny bashers are now realizing a lot of things have changed, not only roster change, managerial changes. I think now people are starting to realize the common denominator of the last 4 or 5 years is John Mosellac in that president GM type role.
I would just argue this. Not saying Schilt deserves a free pass because he has done some weird things, but the Cardinals, in their first full season under Matheny at the break, were in third place, 2.5 back. So they're in kind of similar positions. And I think you need to give a manager a chance to grow. If Matheny were in charge this year, would he be roasted? Absolutely. But it would be year, what, 8?
Yeah.
As opposed to year 1?
But winning percentage-wise, Mike Matheny had an incredible – yeah, you're right. Absolutely. But you could also argue that Schilt got Paul Goldschmidt and Mike Matheny didn't have Paul Goldschmidt. So I don't know. By the way, when I think of Ole Miss, it reminds us, Brian and Plowsy, of the best story ever surrounding Jeff Ablin and Clay Stryker.
Oh, my God. I forgot about
Jeff
that.
Ablin, outstanding sportscaster at Channel
Jeff
4,
Ablin,
moved
Love
into the
him.
Fashion industry at Neiman Marcus, dresses many of the sports stars in the
Killing
St. Louis area.
Too, yeah.
He's outstanding at what he does. So he's... he goes to Ole Miss for a party. He's actually a student at Lindenwood, and he tells a young lady that his name is Clay Stryker, and he's a baseball player from UCLA, and he's not playing that spring because he's got a shoulder injury. So then about 3 weeks later, he goes down there again, and all of a sudden from across the room, she yells, "Is that you, Clay?"
That's amazing.
All right, Brian, so we're going to be at Schnucks tomorrow?
Schnucks in O'Fallon, Illinois. Tomorrow, come on by. Stop on by to our Schnucks Truly World Tour. The address, 907 East Highway 50 in O'Fallon, Illinois. And while you're there, check out any of the great variety of Schnucks brand food items. They have great chips. They just launched a new brand of ice cream. I know they just launched a new brand, a new line of sodas with a whole bunch of different flavors, all located at any of the area Schnucks locations.
All right. Great work today by Brian. Cam Jansen is coming up next. We're excited about that. And we'll take a break, and we'll be back in 22 hours.